737 Dreamliner production to South Carolina. The Wall Street Journal says it's not clear how the change will impact Boeing's workforce in the Seattle area or how many employees might be affected by the move.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
Health and wealth. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for The Legal.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really comfortable weather, but we have a second cold front on the way before this week is over. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up again. We'll be in the low 80s with sunshine. But then the second cool front of the week slips through by Thursday evening. So by Friday, we're in the low 70s, nice breeze, upper 40s on Friday night. And then a perfect first weekend of October, the real deal fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What in the wide world of sports is going on here?
Health and wealth. This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for The Legal Disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's The Legal Disclaimer.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Bigfoot.
Hello!
Now, am I to understand that you are the original Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's me, man. Old Sasquatch, right here.
Now, Bigfoot, you're a very solitary creature. You live up here in the woods.
That's right.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, I got some friends, the squirrels. They come over and we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And the raccoons, they play poker on Friday night, but they cheat.
I see. So I guess you keep your money hid up here in the woods somewhere.
You crazy?
I'm sorry?
Of course I don't keep my money up here in the woods. David Ernest is my financial guy, and he looks after my money for me.
I see. So what do you suggest to your other forest friends?
They should call David Ernest right now and let him take care of their money for them.
Well, there you have it. Bigfoot says, call David Ernest for all your financial needs. Call 279-7431. Do you have any message I could give to David Ernest?
Oh, no. I'll hit him up on Facebook.
Right.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Now for another item with a topical flavor.
Hey, folks, there's a brand new game from Bumco Products. It's Joe Biden's Master Debater. Just plug the cartridge into your game console, and you'll be invited to play by Joe Biden himself.
Come on, man.
Then Joe will ask you to pick up the...
You know the thing.
...game controller, and the game begins. Joe's game avatar is black. Yours will be blue. But don't accidentally click on Joe's, or you'll hear...
You ain't black.
Then comes the question and answer time on Master Debater.
Ask Joe about quid pro quo.
It never happened.
His son Hunter receiving $3.5 million from Moscow.
It never happened.
Or any nefarious activity he might have been involved with.
It never happened.
And then the Chris Wallace avatar, which just sits there and does nothing, will offer Joe Biden the last word.
It's hard to get any word in with this clown.
From the makers of
I Got Hairy Legs
and
Corn Pop Was a Bad Dude,
it's Bumco's Master Debater. Get Master Debater today.
Come on, man.
Cartridge only works on the PS1.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
From our super secret studio, where never is heard a discouraging word. That's right. We don't do presidential debates here. David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show, the show that gives you the last word on how to take care of your money. Now, here's a guy who could debate without the use of intravenous drugs or electronic devices. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. I still know how to use a slide rule somewhat.
Yeah?
He did. You know, he was showing me the other night how to use one.
I don't think I've ever even held a slide rule. Well, it's kind of slicky, slidey.
You know, I was signing up for, you know, classes in high school.
Yeah.
And they said, you're trigonometry? I said, well, I'm not big into Chinese food. You know, I was one of those. I like to think I was one of those. I might have been a little ahead of my time, but behind in the rent. Because I always did pretty good in school. I got up into high school, and I had all my friends and buddies and everything. There we all hanging out, and I'm making, you know, okay stuff. But I had this aversion to math. I'm just not good at math. And I didn't want to take geometry and trigonometry and what's that other thing, calculus. Do you know they took me out of the people who would go to college, the group, and they moved me over to the people who ask you if you want fries with that?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did they move you over there where the bullies were?
No. No, I mean, I'm sure there were some over there, but yeah. I got all my old other friends went on, you know, and I did find some new friends.
Oh,
yeah, we had some adventures.
Never hurts to have good friends.
And you know, somebody always had bail money, so we had a good time.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all saw the debate last night. Well, I guess most everybody. If you didn't see it, you've heard about it.
You missed out.
Corn Pop should have moderated that.
Corn Pop would have been going, damn. It was bad.
It was, you know, but who is the real bully? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the man who bullies the liberals to save your portfolio, your stock market values, or the man who bullies your portfolio and makes it bite the dust? Which one is the best bully?
You pick your bully, man. You
pick
know.
Your bully.
Bully.
You don't want a woolly bugger. You do not want something that is ugly in the end, you know, because you may lose your assets, you may lose what you've got. The United States of America does not need to lose the asset that they have right now in Donald Trump.
I agree.
In my school of thought, Trump would have been a defender against bullies. You know, he'd hit them bullies right between the eyes. I bet he did. He had him some fun back in school, I bet. He's quick on his feet.
He's definitely that, what do you call it, the A personality, the alpha male.
Yep.
You know, he's that guy. I wrote something last night. I'm going to find it and read it to you because I heard a lot of people say, well, you know, it was unpresidential, it was this and that. And,
we all know he doesn't have, he has this tendency to want to tweet a lot and he's going to come back at you. You hit him, he's coming back. He can't stand there and not defend himself. He wants you to know the other side of the story instantly, because if you don't get it then, you're not going to get it, because the moderator wanted to kick the other side of the story down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they made these stupid rules of 2 minutes with no interruption.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they knew he couldn't do that.
And
they knew he could. I think that was planned to hurt him.
Well, mm-hmm. neither of them did it, yeah. You know.
And beforehand, they talked about scanning for electronic devices.
Mm-hmm.
And a shot of the side of Biden's head clearly shows him with an earpiece in.
Yeah.
And there's another picture of his coat, and you can see a wire running around there. And they said they saw like some sort of a receiver pack on his belt or something. But, you know...
I don't think it helped him much either way.
I might have kept him awake because they were up long ago. But this is what I put on Facebook. I'll just kind of go through it. I saw mixed reviews on the debate. It was rough. It was like a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump did not really act presidential. I can agree with that. But mm-hmm. take a minute and look at what the Democrats have done to him since he's been in office. And just think how dramatically our lives, our society, will change if Biden is elected. Think about the people who will be set free to run rampant over our customs, our religion, our very way of life. And I don't mean any certain group of Americans. I mean all Americans.
Mm.
If you, yourself, were in a battle for your life against an evil force like the evil force he's fighting, wouldn't you fight hard and dirty and pull out all the stops? Wouldn't you do what you had to do to keep this country from becoming a third world country? You'd claw and fight your way to victory, I hope.
Yeah, you said fight wild and dirty and pull out all the stops.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all those people that's going to pull out all the stocks.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's true. It's going to be a lie.
It's going to be a bloodbath if he...
I'm showing him something I just got on Facebook here.
That's it.
What is that?
He needs a diaper, man. In other words.
It's, remember when they had the headline, Dewey defeats Truman?
Yeah.
Truman's holding up the paper going, this one says, I'm going to have to clean it up here. And it's the paper that says, Joe Biden excuses himself in his trousers. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But Joe did not look good. And he told the president to shut up.
Well,
call him a clown and a racist.
Yeah, he's ugly himself. Look, he is not very cordial himself. I mean, and if you say that to Trump, you see how red his face was getting when he said that to him?
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, I know he wanted to strangle him. I would want to strangle somebody, too, if they called me a racist and a clown on primetime television.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were trying to yank his string,
mm-hmm.
you know. And did they expect him to act presidential? He act like Trump.
And he brought this up, and I looked it up, and I believe it was 1994, Biden referred to African-Americans as, what did he call them, super predators?
Yeah, well, they talked about that last
just
night.
Nasty stuff.
And that was the Biden bill.
And he said,
two-faced. Yeah,
yeah.
No.
And he said he didn't want his children going to school.
Well, look at the stuff that Kamala Harris said about him 3 years ago.
Two-facers.
Yeah, they're all, they flip-flop.
Yeah,
they're all opportunists.
Whatever it takes to get where they want to go.
Look,
you know?
I mean, I think that Trump said it all last night when he said, look, you've been in Washington 47 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're a career politician, man. Take away their pensions. Let's see how long things last like that. Put term limits on the Senate.
He said, I've done more than 47 months, and you could do in 47 years or something like that.
And he has.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We all know. And I've been reading a lot of things from the markets, the opinions of the market, stuff like that. And essentially, they've done some surveys with folks like me.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much... pretty high, I don't know, 80-90% think that if Trump does not get back in, it's pretty well over for your stocks.
I feel like that.
I think it's pretty well over.
You're gonna see a shift and a change that's like you've never seen before, I'll tell you that.
I mean, if they raise the tax bracket up 15% roughly, what do you think's people are going to do with their money if they've got money? What do you think they're going to do with their businesses if they got businesses?
What do you think that all these billionaires are going to do? They're just going to go elsewhere. These big companies, they're not going to stop. They're not going to pay taxes like that.
No.
Mm-hmm. They're not.
And they're not going to invest their money in risky things to get returns that they have to give away back to the liberals, you know. If they get to keep their money, they'd rather keep it than risking their money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lower the tax bracket down, they give someone a job. It stimulates the economy. That's what happened. That's the reason why, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the markets and the economy went through the roof when Trump was in there. It started immediately. immediately the day he won, it went through the roof. And we're sitting back trying to figure out why it's so high right now when it really should be not so high right now. Mm-hmm. I fully believe it's trust, anticipation, hope that Trump would make it work. But now as they see that he's not, I mean, look, he could lose. I mean, I know a lot of people say, hey, he's not going to lose. I hope not. I don't think he'll lose, but do I have my doubts with the crazy fools out there listening to all that garbage? Listen, when you pick up any kind of news article, as he calls the fake news, mm-hmm. do you ever hear anybody say, that a boy, Trump? Or they say, he is the devil incarnate. Mm-hmm. He did this. He did that. They never say anything nice about him. So if it's constant negativism, how many people are being influenced by that garbage?
Psychologically, that starts to weigh on you.
Oh, yeah.
It starts to influence you subconsciously, whether you like it or not. I mean, if the worst thing that the Democrats have to say is about his personality, I could care less. If the man is running our country and the markets are doing well, mm-hmm. and people have jobs, unemployment was the lowest it has ever been
right.
before all this happened. I mean, his worst economy was better than Barack Obama's best.
Right.
Okay? So, I mean, just look at that. People don't talk about these things. They don't want to look at it through that light.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Look at the products we have. Right before Trump became president, they were shutting down the products. The insurance companies, their businesses, they were saying, we're pulling all these products. I'm going, well, where are they going? They're going away, guy. If she wins, Hillary, we've been told.
They knew actually they could not continue to do what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. So this hurts the American public. So you got Elizabeth Warren out there saying, oh, just put it all in this system that we want you to put it into. I'm not going to name it, but essentially it's a system where they want everybody to be the same. Sort of mm-hmm. like the communist. You're mm-hmm. going to invest just like everybody else, and you're going to have this person who treats you just like they do their other stepchildren. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do anything different. You can't have a different fee. You can't have a different bonus. You can't have this. We're going to, what is this, where you can see through something?
Make it transparent.
Make it transparent, and you can see everything. You can see all the way to the guts of it. You know, well, what does that cost you? It costs you a lot more than you think. When you take away creativity, when you take away someone trying to build something that can beat the system, when you take away the fact that you can do something better with your taxes or do something better with your income or do something like that, and you got Elizabeth Warren up there saying, I'm going to stop this stuff, it's not fair,
everybody will fit in the same box.
Why in the world is it not fair? You should be able to have what you want. You know, does everybody want to live in the same kind of house? You've seen these, what do they call them, cookie cutter houses?
Uh-huh.
You go down the street and they all look about like one or two different houses, right? Does anybody really want to live like that in their retirement money too? If everybody goes down, they all go down. If they all go up, they all go up. If they all live too long, we all go broke. You don't want that.
No.
You want something that works better than the average bear stuff will work. So in free enterprise, you have the ability to do things that work better than, say, the next guy. It gives you creativity and ability to find what different products that have been booming. We've got all kinds of new products right now. Since Trump's come in, products are coming out the nose.
Mm-hmm.
I've got products coming everywhere, and I'm looking at all of them. And I'm looking at products that are being built to make all kinds of money in a safe mode way. And then I see all these things around the corner with all these expenses. Look, for example, let's just take about medical insurance. Do you really think when they sit there and say that, you know, Obamacare is better than anything else? Let me tell you something. you should be able to build what you want. If you build a house and you want it to have a basement, it should have a basement. Mm-hmm. If you want it to have two stories, it can have two stories. But you don't build a house that has a basement, two stories, a baby room, a swimming pool in the middle of, you know, and you didn't want it. Guess what? When you buy Obamacare, it's got all that on there. You could be a 65-year-old female. You still got maternity on there, and you are paying for it. It's costing you $2,000 a month when you could have bought something cheaper. And this is exactly what Trump is talking about. I know exactly what he's talking about. He's trying to be creative. He's trying to say, okay, you got to cover pre-existing conditions, but you can build the plan you want.
And you need companies competing with each other.
Yes. Right.
I mean, that's how that's how the system works. That's how capitalism works. Mm-hmm. If you have no competition and the government's running it, I mean, Do you trust the government? Do you think they're going to take care of you? Do you think they care about your bottom line?
Goodness, no.
Look, people have been passive for too long. Republicans have been passive for too long.
Mm-hmm.
They're faced with something now where they have to make a decision, you know, and they need to stay behind the president.
Well, speaking of being passive, changing the subject just a little bit, we'll be back to the good information in just a moment. You know, the governor extended the stay-at-home and mask mandate through October, right?
Through Halloween?
Yep, through Halloween.
No, you know, that's kind of ugly.
Yeah, well, we'll have masks
that's
on.
It's even scary.
But the thing is, somebody was asking me, you know, what do we do? Can we talk to somebody? Can we say something? I don't think it's going to do any good, but...
Have you ever tried to talk in a mask?
Yeah, I was somewhere the other day and somebody's talking. I said, I can't understand a word you're saying.
I can't see your face.
I don't hear real good. No. A lot of times I have to look at somebody's mouth to understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Anyhow, if you would like to voice your opinion, go on the just go in and type in Alabama governor. And a page will come up and it's got stuff on there about Alabama and the governor and everything. And you'll see contact. And they don't give you the actual email address. They give you that link, and you can send the governor an email and tell her what you think. Now, everybody who does this, I urge you to please keep your stuff on the high road. Don't be ugly. Just tell
not to Grandma.
No, not to Governor Meemaw. You need to just send your message and tell her how you feel. Maybe if she gets enough of them, she'll. I doubt it, but you know, Florida's open. Tennessee's open.
Hmm?
We're hunkered down at home with masks.
But is the Florabama open?
You know, they got flooded. They got flooded here not long ago with all that water down there. So I don't know if they're open or not.
Well,
but
at least they didn't get burned.
I'm sure they got it cleaned out and they got it opened up down there.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you that we were going to have a convention. A little short committee. In January, some guys like me, we have a little convention, and we were going to do it in Los Angeles for a couple of days. Sat down, talk about those products that I was talking about a little bit ago. And lo and behold, about 3 days ago, I get this communication. It said, California's on fire.
I was going to say.
They're rioting, and we don't feel like it's safe, and we're not going to California because we don't feel safe there. I'm going, you know, they always want to control things. They want their safe cities, as they call them, or no, that's not safe cities, but it's called where they can hide all those
sanctuary cities
and all these things they can do in there. But now a huge, gigantic corporation that does these things for us doesn't feel like it's safe. So they go to the heartland. And that's where we're going to do it, in the middle of the heartland, which is exactly similar, conservatism-wise, is the South.
Now, where is this?
Well, it's Kansas City.
Go to Kansas City?
Here I come.
Kansas City, here I come?
Yeah.
A lot of crazy little women there. Be careful.
You're going to get you one?
You don't step on one, because they're little women.
Yeah. 272-9228,
if you'd like to call us and get in on the conversation, or if you would like to call David about these products he speaks of. And he has been speaking of them for 40 years.
Oh, man. These things, you know, there's a lot of bad-mouthing. Let me tell you why I think mostly they're bad-mouthed.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, I heard a lot of bad things about an annuity. And there's bad annuities. There's bad stocks. There's bad.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't everything usually boil down to money? I would say yeah.
I think you're right.
Why would you badmouth something so hard and so direct and so aggressively if it wasn't about money? So when I did a little analysis, you know, how much it cost a person to have a financial person managing their assets, you know, normally it costs with these wrap accounts about 2% a year. Now, let's do some math. So that means you put some money in mutual funds and all these unit investments. I'm not knocking them. I'm just talking about numbers now. No, I'm not knocking anybody. They're good people just like everybody else. But in 10 years, 2% times 10 is how much percent of your money?
Yeah.
20%?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that could have been in your pocket.
20% roughly. Think about that. And that's what Elizabeth Warren and some of that crowd want. I get it. I see the money, guys. I see the money. And they're going to say, well, it needs to be transparent. There's too many fees in here. There's too much of this in there. There's too much of that in there. So we need to know that they're just charging us 2% and lower the fees down. Okay, fine. But why are the fees got to be so darn high?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a 2% fee a year? Are you kidding me? To me, that's ridiculous. But, okay. You know, so they said, no, you got to join the crowd or get out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got out. I don't believe that charging 2%, I found a different way. They said that an annuity person on average costs somebody 0.7% a year. I have found that I'm actually a negative number. And if you want to know that, I'll show you all the math. I'll show anybody the math. But the point is, you know, if you're going to badmouth something and you won't, there's always a motive, you know. Badmouth it for a good reason, not because of a greedy reason, you know, or something about surrender charges or this or that and the other. You can defeat surrender charges. You know, you can build a product where it works. I mean, the stock market sold a lot of variable annuities for a long time. They had surrender charges. They went real good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has a matter of opinion. And for me, guaranteed income that can participate with the stock market is not a bad product. You know, when you're younger, you should be using probably stuff that's in the stock market aggressively. Yeah, so I'm not disagreeing with them there. But your 401ks, they don't charge you all this extra money. They're built differently, okay? Mm-hmm. So think about why they badmouth annuities, guys. They badmouth them because they don't want you to put them in there because they get paid one time, not every year. When you sell an annuity, you get paid one time, not every year. The investor guy does, the agent. There's a lot of things that don't come out in the open, you know. So let me just ask you, is 0.7 or 0.3 or negative 0.3 cheaper than 2.0? And I don't care how the product's built. I'm not talking about the internal charges of product. Every one of them have got that. I'm talking about the person that's doing the business for you, what they're costing. It's just a bunch of friggin' lies, okay? You can see it. The numbers don't lie. So quit, Ken Fisher, stop lying about stuff.
Ken.
And, you know, just... Look, the Securities Department of Alabama, the Securities Exchange Commission, the Insurance Department, those are fine programs. You know, they protect us. Those guys, they know this stuff, you know, and everybody needs to make a living. But let's stop lying and saying annuities are bad. They're not all bad. Most of them are good. Most of them are really good. And why did the government, under the SECURE Act, say that annuities needed to be inside 401ks? They've endorsed it in a way. In other words, they made it legal to put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because this is what I think. They know that if things drop, you got to have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
If there was a crash, you need somewhere in the 401k. You need to be able to put your money into guaranteed income, and be able to protect yourself from a massive drop. Even if you're young, I mean, if you're 40 years old and you've got $100,000, you don't like to see it drop to $50,000.
No.
You know, and maybe you don't want to go into a money market and get 0.2% when you could go into an annuity and get maybe 2 or 3%,
mm-hmm.
you see. And still, if it's liquid, if they built it that way, they could swing it back out into the stock market. Guys, there's a lot of things that people don't tell the truth about, you know.
But you won't hear about that here.
No.
We tell the truth.
Absolutely.
We're lousy with the truth. We got truth all over us. And the truth is, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Talking about annuities and getting everything straight.
We're getting into a good debate.
Yeah. And speaking of the debate, got a friend on my Facebook page called, her name's Jennifer. She said, for the next presidential debate, both candidates need to be wearing shock collars. Step out of line or interrupt, you get zapped. Yep. I think Chris Wallace needs one wrapped around a certain part of his body.
He needs one for not being fair. He needs one not being fair, Tom.
That's right. We'll be right back.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello.
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Lock.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, David has a website at retirewithearnest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And one more thing you need to know about David.
I got hairy legs.
So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Thank you. I gave him
$60 million. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah, $60 million. Could you imagine having $60 million? I just like to have it for a little while.
Well, you know, go into politics.
I know. What was that? Was it Harry Truman said it? The only way to get rich in politics is to be a crook. Because, you know, when Harry Truman came to the White House,
yep.
Harry was broke. Harry yep. was busted.
Yep.
When Harry left, Harry was broke. Harry was busted. He was probably one of the most honest presidents yep. that...
But since he's left, can you think of any that left that didn't get rich, right, or wasn't rich before they went in?
Eisenhower, maybe. He was. Kind of, I think he just really got elected because didn't he, like, win the war or something?
Yeah, he's the one that said, don't trust the industrial complex, right?
Did he say that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I thought he might have said, "Mamie, get over here. Baseball's on."
Yeah. I know what Roosevelt said. He said, "I hate war, and I hate Eleanor."
Did he really say that?
No.
Oh. You know,
I think he liked his side woman better.
He and Teddy were cousins, I think. And one was a Democrat, and that would have been Franklin. Mm-hmm. And Teddy was a Republican. And I understand that Eleanor may have been batting for the other team, I think.
Yeah.
I think she liked girls. I'm not sure. And there's nothing, you know, I'm not knocking that, but I mean, they just, you know.
I've heard all the rumors.
You don't find it. And Eleanor, I'm sorry, Eleanor was not a good-looking lady. She was just kind of washboard ugly. She was bad. But I tell you what, we got the best-looking one we've ever had, I think.
Oh, yeah.
She is a nice-looking lady.
Yeah, but, you know, she was a model and all these other things before Trump. Well, listen, Trump, he gets the best of everything. You know, everything. And he's got the best of the economy going. Uh-huh. I mean, look, do you think, and I'm beginning to wonder it more and more and more, mm-hmm. was this virus created to dethrone him? I mean, I didn't believe it at first.
Yeah.
And now, I'm sort of like Terry Adams. I'm thinking, you know, fake news. They just keep on saying all these things, and they're really, really, really bad about saying that, you know, the virus is obviously not created by a man and this, that, the other, but they never offer any evidence of it. And a lot of people are saying, just wait till November, and it'll all be over. And I think Trump even said something
about
that.
I mean, if you watched the debate last night, they made it out to be that Donald Trump single-handedly let it out into the system.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
He was going out to over, like, to people's houses with no mask and breathing on them, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I think the mask probably protects you some, but, you know, even Fossey, he was confused. He said, no, don't wear a mask. Now wear a mask. No, don't wear a mask. Yeah, now wear a mask. You know, you can understand why President Trump was confused when the experts were saying, yes, do, no, don't. You know, which one do you choose? I mean, like, it's just like any, meeny, miny, mo. You know, she loves me, she loves me not. You know, which side do you go on, mask or no mask? You know, that's the reason why he has the opinion he has. He don't really know if they, I don't think he thinks that they really even know what they're talking about. And there for a while they said, do not absolutely wash your hands. And now they're saying, well, we don't think you really catch it off your hands much, if any. I'm going, wait a minute. They said...
When did they come out and
thought it was hand-to-mouth?
Yeah.
Well, it's recent. Now they're saying, well, it's just definitely airborne. It's definitely airborne. Okay. Well, if it's airborne, why were you saying wash
your hands? I thought the CDC... Well, they had something that they let out and they pulled it back. That must have been when it was. I'll have to research it. I'm 100%
sure. Well, you know, they said for the first round, everybody wear a mask... Mm-hmm. And gloves.
Yeah.
Well, gloves have just about gone away.
Yeah,
you couldn't find them anywhere.
No. Yeah.
And now everybody's got their mask on, but they're walking around with it pulled down around their nose.
Yeah.
And
constantly touching their face.
Yeah. And they said that you can catch it through your eyes more. And everybody.
Well,
you know,
I mean, if you talk to people who work in these isolation units,
mm-hmm.
they wear hoods, they wear masks, and they wear a face shield,
uh-huh.
and they have a gown on, they have gloves, and they're completely protected, and they still catch it.
Yeah.
Okay? I've talked to some of them. They still get it, and they say there's more than one kind. You know, I read there's two kinds or three kinds and all these other things, but I think some of these people think there's about 14 kinds based upon how they react. Now they're thinking, well, you know, it's just actually a vascular disease. The people who die are the ones they get the cascading effect of of these cytokines and all these other things. Now they're saying other things. I mean, they don't know.
I mean, it'll
they
take
don't
time.
Know.
It's, that's the thing. We don't know enough about it.
And now they're talking about, well, a messenger RNA vaccine versus a protein vaccine, which one works? You know, one of the biggest things about these vaccines, they got to be frozen or kept at a low temperature. Do you know what protein does? And messenger RNA is got made out of, you know, amino acids and things like that. Guess what they do when they get hot? In science, they're called denaturing. In reality, have you ever denatured an egg on a skillet? Doesn't it kind of change the shape when you put some heat to it?
Oh,
it's not an egg anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else.
It's a fried egg.
Fried egg. Well, so does any kind of protein will do that. Well, anyway, you're getting all this stuff. The thing is, the vaccines, if they're not protected tremendously, may not work. Now they're talking about they only may be 30% effective, and you'll have to take a booster and la-di-da-di-da, and then you don't get in herd immunity. Look, guys. We'll be living with this stuff for a long time. And, yes, I do think it probably came out of North Carolina, out of a laboratory, yes, and then it was transported to Wuhan. I think that Terry Adams hit it right on. Why? Because there's information that shows that. I saw someone who talked about that not too long ago, and they were shut down immediately by whoever. You know, we're not told the truth, guys, about anything going on. If someone's mouth's moving, about, you know, fake news or whatever, they're lying, usually.
They could be lying to you.
And so they're going to lie to you about everything under the sun, and there's things that, just like these annuity things, they're lying about a lot of these annuities are good. You know, you use them for what you use them for. But let me ask you this. You put $100,000 or $1 million in a stock market and you're 50, 60 years old and it cuts in half and you got to live off of it the next 10 years or 15 years of your life expectancy. Which one's better? The one that didn't lose the half million or $1 million or the one that still has it?
There you go. It's a no-brainer.
There you go.
You see where I'm coming from? So how in the world can you say something's bad when it can save your assets?
Well, you know, a lot of times if you're like me, I'm not saying I'm the smartest person in the world, but I hear something about something, and it's, oh, I've heard this, I've heard that. Well, you hear a lot of stuff. Check it out. We got too much media that we don't go check something out. And speaking of the phone ringing, and Matthew giving me the universal sign for phone call over there, let's go to the phone. That's either that or that's the shocker. I don't know. I'll just be darned. Okay, well, nobody there.
That's okay. They got stage fright.
You can call us back.
Call us back.
272-9228. And real quick, I understand Terry Adams will not be with us tomorrow night.
Right.
So I think we should do the Three Stooges show we've been talking about. You're going to come in?
Wait a minute. I thought I heard someone from the Three Stooges here.
You could have somebody here from the Three Stooges. You never know.
Oh, there's a call coming.
We're three Stooges.
The Three Amigo Stooges. Let's try it one more time. You're on the air with Matthew and David. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
It's Crota Ed.
Hey, how are you doing? Boy, you were the star of the show last night, man.
Yeah.
What happened last night?
You were on with us for a while.
Yeah.
You had a good call.
We enjoyed that.
That was you that called, wasn't it?
Let me turn my medication down.
was it your evil twin?
Probably my evil twin. Yeah, Christian. He's a real pain in the pincher.
There you go.
Jonas Salk. Jonas Salk talking about viruses and what have you here.
Polio vaccine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He was injecting benign strains. He tested on himself. He tested on his own kids, his wife. Man, you talk about throwing it in the wind. I think he was trying to do something about the difference between a live virus and a dead virus. I'm not all up on this, David, but you could tell me more about that. You know about that, right?
1950. Yeah, a little bit. I know about the viruses, the live one and the dead ones a little bit. I mean,
I just know that he tested it on his own family, and then when I heard that, it freaked me because I have a friend who, when he was young, you know, got polio, and it gave him a lot of trouble throughout his entire life.
Yeah,
you know, because of being debilitated.
Right.
But that was kind of something else that you would go out there and you'd stick yourself and your kids and your wife and everything, and God, are you kidding?
Well, now, a minute ago, I wasn't laughing about your friend having polio, but you made me think of something I saw the other day. Said this guy was upstairs at his house, and his wife hollers up, said, hey, you ever had them sharp pains in your stomach like somebody was sticking pins in a voodoo doll? And he hollers back and says, no. And she says, okay, how about now? But I did not know that he was testing it on himself and his and his kids. Well, it's funny you should mention that, because if you hadn't ever been, anybody that is interested, you know, Franklin Roosevelt, who we spoke of earlier,
right.
he had polio.
Yep.
And I've been over to, where is it over in Georgia? Warm Springs?
Not Powder Springs.
Warm Springs.
Warm Springs.
Warm Springs. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have been over there, and it is very, very interesting. I understand the little cabin that they stayed in had burned.
From Eleanor, yeah.
Yeah, they restored it, though. But it's pretty interesting. And you go in there, and somebody will tell you all about it. They did not have the pool filled with water. I don't think they do that anymore, but the water runs out from the ground. It's a natural spring, and you can go
Artesian.
Down there. Yeah, you can go down there and put your hand in it. It's almost too hot to put your hand in.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can imagine how good that felt for somebody who had that disease. They had a bunch of pictures of him in that pool with these young children.
And they kept that from the public for quite a while, too. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it was a different world.
Right. Well,
the media wouldn't be hot to do that, you know. And, you know, he saw the press every day.
Yeah.
And they fitted him with those braces so he could stand up. I understand he was a big man.
Yeah.
But, and there was a story I read about him going somewhere, and they get there, and there's these stairs. And one of the Secret Service guys picked him up out of the chair, threw him over his shoulder, like a fireman carry, up the stairs they went.
Yeah.
And, you know, with no TV.
Right.
So he's on the radio, so a lot of people didn't actually know the man was in a wheelchair until he died.
Well, I'll tell you something they did that failed.
What was that?
The sock and, you know, his... He had this institute, you know, and for since the early 80s to somewhere around 2012 or something like that, until he died, they worked on AIDS vaccines.
I did not know
They did not work. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that this vaccine's not going to work.
We were talking about...
Was this Jonas Salk?
Yep.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
They did not work, and they worked on them for over a decade. Over 20 years, 30 years, they worked on them, and they did not work. They just didn't work good enough.
Okay. Now, I got a question, because we were talking about the media and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, you got the AIDS that you were talking about a minute ago.
Yep.
That was just, you couldn't turn the TV on without something being on about AIDS.
Exactly.
Terrible disease. And then, you know, polio back then and everything, and now we've got this... COVID-19.
Right.
Now, what if tomorrow somebody started noticing, well, I see people walking around and their pinky finger has fallen off. There's this new disease that if you get it, your pinky finger falls off. Now, do you think that would take place of the COVID-19?
No doubt about
it. As the disease or the
big
news story. And they would blame Donald Trump.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. And it's like you were talking about Elizabeth Warren walking. Mm-hmm. Well, we ain't heard much out of her lately. It's like these people.
Well, she's gone back to the reservation.
Well, it's like these people come in seasons. You know, you got Kamala Harris. You got what's her name? Elizabeth
Pelosi.
Warren and Nancy Pelosi. I think it's about
she's investing in plastics.
I think it's Pelosi about is. Maxine Waters season. I mean, it's a crazy time of year. And she crazy.
Figured out why Pelosi always has a scarf around her neck.
Why is that?
It's so you can't see the gills.
And I'm getting there. I'm fixing to hit a milestone. I'm getting on up there. But, you know, a lot of these people are pushing 80.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, very, very, you know, I'm not saying everybody that's older like that's something wrong with
them.
And,
you know, when you get older, sometimes a lot of people get a little diminished.
Sometimes your cheese slips off your cracker. And that's what I think has happened.
Not so sure that, you know, Kamala Harris will end up being the president. I
think most people think that.
What was it? The Philosopher's Stone turned regular minerals into gold?
Mm.
I wonder what did they use to turn her into a black woman? I mean, you know, because she started out as well. Well, let's see. Her dad was from Haiti?
Haiti? Jamaica?
And he's not black.
No.
You see, that's where... Okay, let's take this for instance. Mm-hmm. Harry Belafonte, Tiger Woods, Lena Horne.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of when someone says, well, they're black and they're not black, that's so arbitrary.
Yeah.
So arbitrary.
It is.
You know.
Hmm.
Yep. I mean,
because at one time here, they had what was known derogatorily as the paper bag test. You know.
Okay. Now let me get my finger on the button, and you explain that to me.
No, this just strictly factual. In West Virginia.
Yeah.
The term Melungeon was the same thing as if you were in Louisiana, they called you a Creole.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that was the same thing. It's just saying someone of
some mixed heritage.
Melungeon.
Well, luncheon, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They had those on Northeast Alabama in the mountains. I've read all of it. Go Google Jews on Sand Mountain.
Jews on Sand Mountain.
Just
okay.
Google it.
It sounds like a movie.
Well, I mean, Google it. And the reason why I say that is because I came from that area, and my brother did a lot of research on it. We supposedly were Heinz 57s.
All of
we got
us,
Indians,
yeah.
Jewish, black, you know, and it's all in there. Somewhere.
If you look at mitochondrial DNA analysis,
yep. That's from
about
the,
everybody
that's from,
here.
That's from the mother, right?
Yes, always.
Matrilineal. We are all a mixed bag of tricks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we are.
And part of that DNA study, the big DNA study that was sampling Native Americans all up and down, they were surprised when that study was completed that they were finding a disproportionate amount of DNA tracers showing up on eastern seaboard Native American, all the way into the Great Lakes in Canada, Nova Scotia even, that were more leaning toward heritage of European and Central Europe than coming across the land bridge.
The land bridge, yeah.
The story goes.
Crawdad, you've got your internet there, right?
I do.
Go on to YouTube, and you might put it in like this. Put in CSA or the Confederate States of America. Now, this is a movie, several years old, and it was shot like a documentary, but it was as if the South had won the Civil War. And they were doing this documentary, and I mean it almost fools you, but they're running commercials, and you were talking about what'd you call them, the mulatto and the Milan, what
Magellanians.
Okay. Gin. Yeah. But anyhow, they were running commercials. If you saw somebody that you thought was trying to pass as white, they had an 800 number you could call, and the cops would come get them. It's really kind of it's a satire, basically, but it's really, really interesting.
I can tell you what they called themselves. This passed on down on my mother's side. Her mom told them. She said, she used this terminology. She said, they went in the hills. They had a lot of Indian in them, some of them. They went in the hills, and when somebody asked them if they were Indian or whatever they were, they said, no, we're Black Dutch.
Black Dutch.
They would hide because you couldn't go to the Trail of Tears and all these other things. People are going to be mean to you if they think you're of other heritage.
So you came up with something else.
They did.
That's cool.
Black Dutch, which doesn't exist.
Well, before we go,
not in the hills anyway.
We're not going to go just yet, but I got to finish up with Carter because we got to finish up. But I wanted to tell you this: there were these two guys, and they were trying to measure the pier. They were working for this guy, had a boat company, and they were trying to measure the pier for him. He wanted to add on, and so one standing there with his paper and his pencil, and he's writing down everything. He said, okay, what you do is you walk down there, and these boards are 6 inches, and you count the slits in between there, and then I'll know how many boards we'll need. And the other guy says, okay. And so he goes down there, and he says, it's one slit. And he writes down one slit. And then the next one, he says, two. I got two slits. He says, two slits. And he goes on 5, 6, 7, 8, and says, all right, take another one. Take another step. And he hears this big splash. And he looks over there, and the guy's falling in the water. And he says, okay, 9. I guess when you're out of slits, you're out of beer. Pier. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know the Native Americans here in the Southeast found that there's a member of the holly bush called a yupon? Does anybody have a yupon in their yard?
I don't know.
That's the only plant in North America that renders caffeine, and it can be even more caffeine than a coffee bean.
Wow.
Long story about that. It all relates directly to the Creek Indians and Osceola, who became the the wise man and leader there for a while.
Uh-huh.
But with the Muskogee and but anyway, that was his name in the Muskogee language, was they called him the Black Tea Drinker, because he was just all the time just getting totally hammered on that Yolpon tea. When the Spanish came over here, the Latin name, as this got back, they decided to name it Ilex vomitoria, make sure that people did not want to harvest this plant.
I guess so.
Because that way, you know, the coffee bean growers would be doing so good.
Who wants a cup of vomit? Come on, who wanted to vomit?
Yeah, but he was, Osceola, I was trying to find the information on that at one time. He was, you talk about, he was black, he was white. On the white side, I think he had German and Irish, and then his mother was Creek. But he became a very powerful leader there. And this was one of the things when Andrew Jackson decided that we had way too many Native Americans down here. He wanted to come down and rout them out of here. And there's a whole lot of history on that. But that's where I ran into some of the things about people with multiple backgrounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And folks in this country, when they want to say that the president is a racist, I'm so sick and tired of hearing folks throwing that around, racist this and racist that. I'm so sick and tired of it.
Exactly. But we have the freedoms in the United States to be what we
want
to be,
equal.
And to do what we want to do. And if I want to sell guaranteed programs that can compete with stock market returns, by Jiminy's, I've got the right.
Yeah,
don't badmouth.
By Jiminy. And by Crawdad, we're about out of time, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Look up that CSA now. You'll like that. Crawdad. Old Crawdad, man. He's a font of knowledge.
He's got a lot of knowledge.
And speaking of about time to get out of here, you guys want to wrap this up?
Yeah. So I'm going to let Matthew wrap it up real quick. Matthew, tell him what to do.
Well, you know, if you want to get in touch with us, please call us at 279-7431. You can visit us online at retirewithernest.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. But the best way is to just give us a call, 279-7431.
Right. If you're concerned in the least about what's going to happen in the market if Joe Biden wins, or even if he doesn't, you need to seriously be looking at some alternatives of how you can preserve your assets. Don't go home without them. 279-7431.
I think that's right. And I've got the perfect song for us to go out with tonight, because sometimes you kind of get even mixed up with your heritage there. And here's Ray Stevens.
I want to sing you a song now that was inspired.
See you tomorrow night.
Work by Mark Twain. Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow. She was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her. Soon they two were wed. Now this made my dad my son-in-law. It really changed my life. For now my daughter was my mother, because she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. And then my little baby became a brother-in-law to Dad. And so became my uncle. Made me kind of sad, because if he were my uncle, that would also make him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. My father's wife then had a son, kept them on the run. Yeah, and he became my grandchild, because he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and that makes me blue, because even though she is my wife, she's my grandmother, too. I think. Yeah. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild.
Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother,